So I said, as I've said, today is the last Sunday of the church year, and these Sundays when we focus on the last times, the end times, waiting for that day when Christ will return. So today is the last Sunday of the church year, which makes next Sunday the first Sunday of the church year, which is the first Sunday in Advent. But today's readings also point out how Jesus is the firstborn. He is the firstborn all over all creation. And yet, Jesus also talked about how the first shall become last, and the last shall become first. And how Jesus is also the firstborn of the dead. He became last, became dead for us, so that he could also be the firstborn of the dead, who could be the one who paved the way for us to have eternal life. Now, on your cover of the bulletins, this gets even more tongue-twisting with last and first, and I can't do it all, so I need a volunteer who would help me spin the sign as we go. Do I have a volunteer? Somebody besides my family. Do I have a volunteer? Gordy, you'll help? Okay, come on up, Gordy. Okay. We have not practiced this. Come stand here. All right, as long as you keep it over here, you can use this. Okay, all right. So hold that, otherwise it's going to move. All right, you ready? Okay, all right. Gordy's ready. Okay, the first became last. Ooh, all right. So that those who thought they were first, got it, would realize that they were last, but then become first through the true first. Oh, I almost tricked you, didn't I? The true first who will come back on the last day so we can be first with him. All right, good job, Gordy. Should we do it again? Let's do it again, make sure everybody gets it. You're not so sure, Gordy? You were ready to leave, weren't you? All right, ready? The first became last, so that those who thought they were first would realize they were last, but then become first through the true first who will come back on the last day so we can be first with him. Good job. All right. Thank you to Gordy. Gordy and I have been working together since he was a baby in an adult Bible study, and he would answer all the questions. So indeed, this is our hope. And let's just walk through it, okay? We're going to walk through it with the phrases from the cover and our scripture readings today. The first became last. In Colossians, it says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. By him all things were created. And when it says firstborn of all creation, it doesn't mean that Jesus is just another created person like the rest of us. It means he is over all of creation. He is before creation. He is above all things. And it goes on to say that all things were created by him and through him and for him. So he is first over all things. But we know that he became last. I mean, just read the gospel reading today, right? He became last. He became the one who was scoffed at. He was the one who was mocked. He was the one nailed to the cross. He was the one thrown away, just like any other common criminal. The firstborn over all things became last. He became last. So that those who thought they were first, let's pause there. Those who thought they were first, those who thought they were pretty important, who were above Jesus, I mean, you think of all the mocking that Christ endured on the cross. The soldiers, the leaders, they were all mocking him because they figured they were so much better than him. They thought they were first. And we also have plenty of ways of thinking we are first. And it's so easy to get caught up in thinking that we are first. We think we're the smartest. We're the greatest. We understand all things or understand how things should work. I mean, the Jews, the religious leaders, they were mocking Jesus because they figured they knew better than Jesus how this whole Messiah, Christ, salvation thing should work. And the way Jesus was doing it wasn't correct. And so they thought they were first. They thought they had better wisdom. They thought they understood better. And we have those ways too. The ways we think we're better than others. The ways we hear God's word and sometimes have that immediate reaction of thinking, that can't be right. That makes no sense. Or, you know, God shouldn't have done it that way. We have this way of thinking that we're first. But Jesus came, made himself last, in order that those who thought they were first would realize that they are last. We come together in worship. We come together around God's word, not to just think about how great we are. In fact, we come for the opposite. We come to realize that we are last. Like the thief on the cross, right? The thief on the cross suddenly realizes it. Right? He says to the other criminal, do you not fear God since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, in other words, I mean, this is correct that we would die because we're getting the reward for our deeds. We are suffering this punishment because of what we did. That criminal is realizing he is last. He is the least. Probably when he was out committing crimes, he was thinking about himself first. He was putting himself first. And then there on the cross, he realizes that he is nothing. He is last. And that's why he says, Jesus, remember me in your kingdom. He doesn't say, Jesus, remember me in your kingdom because I sure have deserved to go into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me in your kingdom because I would make a great, first commander in your kingdom, right? I mean, he doesn't say that. When he says, Jesus, remember me in your kingdom, he is realizing how empty, how last he is. But he's also realizing how first, how above all things Jesus is. Why else pray to Jesus? Why else speak to Jesus about an eternal kingdom unless you realize that Jesus is the one over all things? So he realized that he was last, and we realize that we are last so that we become first through the true first. We become first through the true first. We are invited to take part in what he has, to take part in what he has been given by God the Father. Jesus' response to the criminal wasn't to say, yes, you sure are a terrible guy. I'm not sure if I will remember you. As soon as you die, you will be wiped off the face of the earth and remembered no more. That's not what Jesus said. The criminal was basically saying, I am last, I am least, I am worst, I am not rememberable. And Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise. He says to the criminal, you will be first through me because I am the true first. Or go in Colossians. It says God has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have the redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Think about that. You've been transferred from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved Son. You have been transferred from being last to now being in the kingdom of the first. You have been transferred. You have been made to be first through the true first, the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn of the dead. And then we know we have been promised that he will come back for us on the last day. Who will come back on the last day? The true first one will come back on the last day. Because as it says in Colossians, he is the beginning. He is the firstborn from the dead. So that in everything he might be preeminent, the first of all first. In other words, Jesus made himself to be last so that he would be the first to die, so that he would be the first to rise again, so that he could come and get all of us who are last and who are there on the last day, and make us to be first with him. Malachi, God says it this way in Malachi passage today. They shall be mine. My people shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day. You could put a big capital D there. We're talking about the last day. When I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. God is going to spare you of punishment, judgment, and eternal death. Spare you as like his son who serves him. Jesus, the firstborn son. And God is going to treat you like the firstborn son. You have these same promises. Jesus became last in order to be the first to die, in order to be the firstborn from the dead, so that on the last day, he would come and round us all up, the last ones anyone would ever think should be in the kingdom of God. And he would give us all the promises that the firstborn son gets. God would share all those blessings that are poured out on Jesus. He shares those blessings with you so that we can be first with him. Transferred to the kingdom of his beloved son. Not by declaring ourselves to be first, but by recognizing how last we are. Who can scarcely believe that God would treat us as his firstborn son. So again, it's the last Sunday of the church year. And we've been focusing on the last days, the end times. And we have that sense of praying that Christ would return. And in that sense of God, you know, come bring an end to the sin and the destruction and the chaos. God, come again. And there's some sense in saying, when we say the last Sunday of the church year, partly we're saying, it's okay if it's the last Sunday ever, Lord. If it is your time, we are ready. If it is your time, come, Lord Jesus. Make this to be the last Sunday. But if not, we know that after the last Sunday of the church year comes the first Sunday of the church year. The first Sunday in Advent. And the first Sunday in Advent is when we wait for the first one to be born and the first one to return. We wait to celebrate Christ being born, but we also wait for Christ to return again, to come back for us, whose only hope is in his firstness. So the last Sunday. The last Sunday of the church year sounds so final. And all this talk about the last day sounds so final and foreboding and fearful and could cause a little bit of panic in us. Even if we trust in Jesus for eternal life, still, death, it's hard to think about. The second coming of Jesus, there's all these unknowns. There's a sense of endings, and what's that going to mean? And there's corners we can't see around. But before we start talking and thinking it is too fearful to stand here contemplating the last day, or contemplating our lastness, our sinfulness, and contemplating how we deserve death, before we start just thinking on those things, remember the criminal on the cross. How could it have been any more fearful than that situation, than being the one who says we are receiving what we deserve? Going to death, dying in that moment, we are getting what we deserve, which led him to pray, "Jesus, remember me in your kingdom." If you think about the criminal on the cross and how he was facing death right then, the last things right then I think we can also stand here contemplating the last things. But knowing that Jesus then said, "Today you will be with me in paradise," that you will be transferred to my kingdom, you will receive all the blessings which the Lord has placed on me as the firstborn son, you will be welcomed into my kingdom. The first became last, so that you and me, who thought we were first, would realize we are last, but then become first through the true first, who will come back on the last day so that we can be first with him for eternity. Amen.